Over the weekend, Iowans were mulling over a court ruling that has made gay marriage legal in their state. On Friday, Iowa's Supreme Court threw out a state law that said marriage could only be between a man and a woman. The Hawkeye state now joins Massachusetts and Connecticut as the only places in the nation where same-sex marriages are legal. And critics inside that state are vowing to fight this.
We certainly are not discouraged today, even though the ruling did not go the way we feel it should go, based on the word of God. We are going to continue to fight this thing.
That's the Reverend Keith Ratliff Sr., the pastor of Maple Street Missionary Baptist Church in Iowa. Joining us now is Joyce Russell, Statehouse reporter for Iowa Public Radio, who talked with that critic of the Supreme Court decision. Joyce, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Now, this Supreme Court decision is interesting in the sense that there's not an immediate challenge. People in Iowa are going to have to live with this ruling for some time. Explain.
Well, that's right. The court gives 21 days, and after that, gay and lesbian couples will be allowed to get married. This is a final ruling from the court, and the only avenue that critics have is a constitutional amendment. In Iowa, it's a much more complicated process than in some other states to amend the Constitution. A constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage would have to pass two successive general assemblies and then be put to a vote of the people. And the soonest that that could happen would be 2012. And gay and lesbian couples would be getting married in the meantime. Also, the Democratic-controlled legislature is in no hurry to even get that started.
Well, that's very, very interesting. And so I guess it explains this sense of relief from some of the people that you talked with last week. Listen to this individual, Chuck Swaggerty.
We have been together in sickness and health, through the death of his mother, through the adoption of our children, through four long years of this legal battle. And if being together through all of that isn't love and commitment, or isn't family, or isn't marriage, then I don't know what is.
Chuck Swaggerty, of course, one of the plaintiffs, one of the clients represented by the Lambda Legal Defense Fund in the case that was ruled on last week. Is it fair to say that there's relief all over the state among people who had wanted to get married but were prohibited by state law?
Oh, yes, just as was the case in the few other states who approved it. These six couples, I'm sure, will be the first at the door to apply for marriage licenses. But there was already a few people lining up, not realizing that this ruling would take 21 days to implement. Already people lining up at county recorder's office requesting marriage licenses the day the ruling came down.
Wow, so they still have 21 days maybe to sort out some other details. And, you know, weddings are complicated, so maybe that 21 days would be good. What are the long...
Well, you get the license, then you can plan your wedding.
There you go. What are the long-term political implications in the state? Does this break down east side of the state, west side of the state, cities versus rural?
No, I don't think so, but there's certainly some strong opposition. The latest poll showed 37% of Iowans oppose either gay marriage or civil unions. 26% approved gay marriage and 28% approved civil unions for gay and lesbian couples. However, because it now falls to the legislature to get a constitutional amendment rolling, I'm sure that this is going to energize the Republican base significantly and that there will be a concerted effort in the next election to elect lawmakers who will let a constitutional amendment go through the legislature and then come up for a vote of the people. What's interesting to me about this is just in the meantime, there are going to be gay and lesbian couples getting married. And what I think is going to be extremely interesting to watch is how once that gets going here, what effect is that going to have on public opinion? Is that going to energize even more the opponents of gay marriage, or is it going to regularize gay marriage in a way that's going to take the edge off the opposition?
Well, it's so interesting because it's very different from how this played out in California, where there was a ruling and then there was an energizing of the opposition, but it was in the middle of a presidential campaign. 2012 will be in the middle of another presidential campaign.
That's true.
But the 3 years, in the intervening time, a whole lot could happen. The suspicion is it's not going to play out the way it did in California, it sounds like you're saying, Joyce.
Right, and we have to stress that 2012 would be the absolute soonest. That assumes that this Democratic-controlled legislature, two-year General Assembly, lets this constitutional amendment go through, and there's every indication that, that they won't, and then that would push it back even further than 2012.
So if that happened, then it would be happening outside of an election cycle, and there wouldn't be the benefit of the enormous numbers of people coming to the poll really skewing results. It would be a single-issue ballot measure or a single-issue kind of effort, and that would be very, very different than California.
It would be in an election year, but not a presidential election year. You're right.
Well, Joyce Rushell, State House reporter for Iowa Public Radio, thanks for joining us.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.